Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, March 18th, 2010. It's all the geek without the weight, and I hope you took it just a little easy on the green beer. Because it'll kick you.
Yeah.
It'll kick your ass.
Yes, it will.
Certainly will. You got to be careful. You end up doing strange things like the Bruce.
Founder of the Golden Girls / Vic fan site.
Okay.
And probably the sole member.
I know there's a lot of B. Arthur fans out
there. True, yeah.
Hi, I'm Billy Flynn.
Well, ladies, the pleasure was all mine. The only thing that matters is the end.
Damn right. So welcome to Thursday. It's a look at new patio books. Your geekified news is coming your way. But you know, it was on March 18th back in 1850 that the first stagecoach company was formed by Henry Wells and William Fargo, huh?
Wells Fargo?
It was called the American Express.
Oh.
They later changed it to Wells Fargo.
Oh, good job.
1881, Barnum & Bailey's Greatest Show on Earth opened in Madison Square Garden in New York City.
New York City.
1892, Lord Stanley proposed the Silver Challenge Cup for hockey, which became known as the Stanley Cup. I think he originally wanted to fill it with beer, which works for me. 1902, Enrico Caruso became the first well-known performer to make a record. He sang 10 songs for a fee of $500. The studio was a hotel room in Milan, Italy. He didn't use a microphone. He just didn't really need anything like that. Enrico decided he was going to... they didn't exist in 1910, you see.
So, no microphones. He just kept singing. And
and apparently people heard him somehow.
Yeah.
Great. 1909, Inger Duseau of Denmark used a shortwave transmitter to converse with a government radio post about 6 miles away in what's believed to be the first broadcast by a ham operator.
Ah.
1931, the first electric razor was marketed by Schick. 1948, Philips began experimental TV broadcasting. It didn't work out that well. 1954, Howard Hughes became the first individual to be the sole owner of a major motion picture studio. 1965, the first spacewalk took place as Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov left his Voskhod 2 capsule and hung out for 20 minutes. Good for him.
He took a walk.
1965, the last monarch of Egypt, 300-pound Farouk I, died after overindulging in food.
He died from... He ate himself to death?
He ate himself to death. 1975, Henry Blake was reported missing in a plane crash on MASH. There were no known survivors.
No known survivors.
1985, the ABC network was bought by Capital Cities Communication for $3.5 billion, first time one of the major networks were bought. And in 2003, British Sign Language was recognized as an official British language. It's like our sign language, but it does have an accent. See, it's a visual,
yeah.
Dude. Birthdays?
Let's go with Madeline Carroll. She's 14 years old today. She was in Swing Vote and Vanilla Gorilla.
And in Cold Case, I believe. Sophia Miles is 30. That's Victoria and From Hell.
Okay. Stand-up comedian and funny, if you think so. Dane Cook is 38 years old today.
I don't think he's funny. Sutton Foster is 35. That's Coco on Flight of the Conchords.
Ah.
Funny.
Okay. Queen Latifah?
Yes.
Herself.
Yes.
40 years old today, though.
Vanessa L. Williams, 47. She's been in some movies, but she was the first woman of African descent to be crowned Miss America and then had her penthouse pictures come out.
Whoops.
Sorry.
Oh, look, take the Sierra back. Irene Cara. She was in Fame.
What a feeling.
Oh, yeah. From, let's see, 51 years old today?
51.
Wow.
Ben Cohn is 59, co-founder of Ben & Jerry's. He's Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Brad Dourif is 60 years old today from The Lord of the Rings and Deadwood.
He's Chucky. Let's not forget that, man.
Is he Chucky?
He's the voice of Chucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. Oh, absolutely. No longer with us, Richard Biggs, born 1960, Dr. Stephen Franklin on Babylon 5. Oddly enough,
wow.
Dude, this was also the birthday of Peter Graves, who we just lost.
Exactly. We just lost him a couple of days ago. George Plimpton as well, 83, would have been 83 years old today, born in 1927.
And Jack Warden, born in 1920. Lots of cool, talented folks no longer with us.
Oh, yeah. And let's see. Gordon Everett Horton? Gordon Everett Horton.
I heard he heard a who.
Yeah, well, no, not quite. He actually was the narrator for Fractured Fairy Tales and Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, dude, that guy is awesome.
Yeah.
Missed that guy. TV.
Over there on CBS, you have basketball.
Yep.
College basketball.
Yep.
A lot of it. You have
the only basketball that matters.
Yeah, yeah.
College basketball.
Ohio versus Georgetown, then Wake Forest versus Texas.
Because it's the NCAA round one. Yeah. Oh, my God. ABC has 2 hours of flash forward. Brand new flash forwardness. And then rerun of Crying Doctors. But flash forward's back.
Flash forward's back for 2 hours.
I'm excited.
NBC, yeah. Community, Parks and Rec, The Office, 30 Rock, and The Marriage Ref, all new.
You know, in Community, Jeff gets competitive in pottery class.
He can throw clay faster. Is that what
it is? Bring it. CW tonight's got a rerun of Vampire Diaries and Supernatural. Oh, no. And is that a new Supernatural? No, that's still a rerun.
It's a rerun. All right, Darren Fox, you got reruns of Bones and Fringe.
AMC American Movie Classics has the censor on the standby because Pulp Fiction's on tonight and someone's going to be pushing a button a lot. A lot. They're just going to cut Samuel L. Jackson out of the movie.
Completely. They're going to CGI him out. All right, TV Guide. You got Joe versus the Volcano.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Love that movie. Comedy Central on the Sarah Silverman program. Sarah believes she is mentally disabled. Wackiness will ensue.
Okay, Sci-Fi Channel, you have 28 Days Later.
Family Channel's got Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban, arguably the best in the series.
Mm-hmm. FX, you got Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Walk Hard.
And then two episodes of Archer.
Chiller Network is showing The Evil Dead, like the original Evil Dead.
Wow, okay. Disney Channel, Ice Princesses.
Oh, so sweet.
Oh, yay.
If I'm watching anything, sir, this fine evening, it is going to be on BET. Because targeted by con artists, two aspiring rappers try to raise $25,000 to pay for a record deal. Marquis Lewin Adams and Drew Frazier star in The Hustle. It's not just a disco dance anymore.
The mail's in.
Let's see. I wanted to send this pic to you and get your take on it and the listener's take on it. I know I don't have all the rings drawn, but I wanted to see what people thought of my freehand drawing of some of the rings. I know. Let me know. You're doing a great job as always. That's Jonathan Birmingham. Jonathan sent us a picture. He's decided to sketch out some of the various rings from the Blackest Night, from all the various ring wielders.
Lord of the Rings.
Well, I mean, see, this is a picture, rings? And I don't know how to post the picture anywhere. Maybe we'll have to do it Facebook. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna forward that to you and let you be in charge of that then.
Okay,
because Facebook, that's how that works. So if you'd like to send artwork for the world to see, we promise we'll put it up somewhere, maybe even on the fridge. Podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch Result at GeekRadioDaily.com. Thursday means we've got to take a peek at some patio books, and your Geekified News is coming up this Thursday, March 18th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Night had fallen hours before. My desk lamp was the only light in the office. The night was hot, and I was down to my undershirt and suspenders as I worked. The light glinted off the bullet in my hand as I carved the last line of the rune. A curl of lead fell from the slug and onto the evening's edition of the New York Imperial Times. I set the bullet down on the paper next to the dateline, May 13th, 1931. I carved the demon's name into five more bullets just like the first. And I loaded them into my revolver. It was either going to be him or me, and I only had to the end of the new moon to finish my .38 caliber banishing. Set in a magically twisted 1930s, Two-Fisted Tales of Magic is a new podcast by Ted Wade. The Great War has broken the walls to dimensions once relegated to folklore. Humanity now shares the Earth with dwarves and orcs from the kingdoms of the Hollow Earth, fair folk of the Fey Realms, and creatures of the Demon Reaches. Humanity can call upon magic through wizardry, superlative physical powers, and weirdly enhanced technology. Coming in April 2010. 2-fisted-tales.blogspot.com.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yes, indeed, you are, for Thursday, March 18th. Thank you, Mr. Birthday Man, for taking time out of your busy day to stop by just to tell folks that today. Because that's really it. Bye, Brad.
Bye.
It was so good to see you. You don't know. You can't see.
Yeah, it could be here.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
You know, if you'd like to get yourself some audio fiction, well, free audio fiction is out there for you, and there's new stuff today at patiobooks.com, including...
How about a little horror to go with your science fiction? Check out Jake Bibble's Dead Mech. After the zombie apocalypse decimates the world, the human civilization tries to put itself back together again. Their secret weapon? The mechs. But what happens when a mech pilot dies in his mech and becomes a zombie? Well, hell on earth is unleashed.
That's a good question.
We're launching 5 episodes of that patio book starting today.
Lilith's Love by Dan Sherratt Donovan. Lonely and getting over the recent death of his parents, Donovan asks his longtime friend Christian to move with him when he relocates back home to Phoenix from Los Angeles. After the vampire hunters find Lilith in New Orleans, she and her Wiccan friend Anna decide to go where they think no one would expect to find vampires, the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. Christian is also a Wiccan, meets Anna at a Samhain event. Halloween for you cool folks there. The chemistry between them is immediate, and when they introduce their roommates to each other, Don realizes Lilith is not only the woman of his dreams, but she is a woman in his dreams at night. Two romances are sparked, and now they both couples have found each other. They must fight the vengeful plans of Lilith's master.
An architect, an ancient artifact of unfathomable power, an unseen enemy who knows how to wield it, a hero who can manifest a special ability for 3 nights a month. The recipe for action or suspense, or just an open invitation for a butt-kicking. Find out with Beware the Moon Wraith, The Orb of Phoebe, a 10-part series of the Moon Wraith, a vengeful ghost out for justice, or against cosmic forces contained within a sphere fashioned by the gods. Actually, a god. Okay, not a god, but a titan with... not quite as good as a guy, but still pretty impressive.
He'll clash.
And the Moon Wraith is not really a ghost, but he's a... well, I could tell you, but you could just download all 10 episodes for yourself for just 10 minutes each day.
And there's that and tons of good stuff more over at podiobooks.com. It's easy, it's free, it's really fracking cool. So when you're done listening to today's GRD, take your time and your attention over to podiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Jama Mays has now been cast as the female lead in the Smurfs.
Okay.
She's in Glee.
Okay.
She's the teacher in Glee that Will likes, that likes Will.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Okay.
So she's now playing the pregnant female lead, who is the wife of the already cast Neil Patrick Harris. But what's really interesting about this little story is that it doesn't lead off with, also they say, Hank Azaria is being cast as the voice of Gargamel.
Okay.
That would be fun.
I'll go with that one, yeah.
Sure, sure. And if we have little Smurf treats, Smurf berries that we can eat while sitting out in the... that'd be cool.
All right, you can't get enough of the Guild. Well, you may want to make a trip to your local comic book store soon. Felicia Day, the actor, writer, creator, the star of the popular online series, says she's working on a comic book series based on the popular web series. It says a real hurdle working from shifting from film to working for comics. You know, doing a web series, it's very low budget. You don't have to minimize your locations. In a comic book, you really don't have to do that. The only limitations you have are how much dialogue you can put on each panel.
True.
So the story is going to be an origin story for her character, Sid Sherman, and is going to... she's going to be how she discovers the online world and becomes the centerpiece of her life and her on how she deals with her offline existence.
Well, I think it should cover all those times that she spent in college. That's
yeah, that works.
So Engadget, they say Windows Phone, Windows like Phone 7 series, they don't cut it. Let me be more specific.
Okay,
they don't have copy and paste. It's a Windows Phone without
not have
copy and paste. Which is a little weird because that's something that I use all the time.
Yeah.
So they said it's so cute in their story. They did an update to it, and the update's really all you need. Quote, we just super double ultra plus confirmed this with Microsoft. Windows Phone 7 series will not have a copy and paste functionality. There is a data detection service built into the text handling API that will recognize phone numbers and addresses, but Microsoft says most users, including Office users, don't really need clipboard functionality. Really?
What? Really?
You think so?
Have you been paying attention to your own product?
Because that's kind of what, you know, that's the one thing that you have right, that you do well, is cut and paste.
Yeah.
So.
All right. When Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides hits the screens, you'll be seeing a lot of things. You'll be seeing lots of sword fighting, swashbuckling, plenty of Johnny Depp, but there's one thing you will not be seeing, according to the filmmakers.
Okay.
Breast implants.
Thank you, God. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Movie Hole has gotten their hands on the breakdown for the casting agents for the fourth film of the franchise, and one description that is very, very clear about. Natural breasts wanted. Here's a bit of the description. For beautiful fit female models, must be 5'7", 5'8", size 4-6, no bigger, no smaller. Ages 18 to 25, must have a lean dancer's body, must have real breasts. Do not submit if you have implants.
Oh, I thought it meant all the women were good. So just what, the young hot women they
well,
want?
All the extras and such.
All the extras. But leads can have breast implants?
Maybe.
That sucks, man.
Well, you know, Penelope Cruz will be in it, and let's start filming in 2 months.
More than 100 drivers in Austin, Texas found their cars disabled or found their horns just blaring, going off with nobody around. And that's because 20-year-old Omar Ramos Lopez, a former Texas Auto Center employee who got laid off last month, thought he would get his revenge by, quote, bricking the cars sold from dealerships for Austin area lots. Quote, we nearly dismissed it as a mechanical failure, said Texas Auto Center Martin Garcia. We started having a rash of up to 100 customers at one time complaining. Some customers complained of the horns going off. At night, the only option was to remove the battery. The dealership uses a system called WebTech Plus as an alternative to repossessing vehicles that haven't been paid for. The system lets car dealers install a small black box under vehicle dashboard that responds to commands issued through a central website and relayed over wireless pager network. The dealer can disable a car's ignition system or trigger the horn to begin honking as a reminder that payment is due. The system will not stop a running vehicle. So, yeah, Omar decided, oh, yeah, well, let me show you, little bastards.
I'm going to hack the site.
And I'm going to go knock out a bunch of people's... That's just weird, dude.
That's actually kind of funny a little bit.
A little bit.
A little
Tomorrow,
bit.
We'll look at the dark side of that when we look at movies. But for right now, yeah, Texas, keep a lock on everything, won't you? Geek Radio Daily, thanks for dropping by. It's good to see you. Weekend Eve. We're almost there, my friends. We're almost there. Don't forget to stop by iTunes, write a review, subscribe while you're there. Drop by Facebook, become a fan, and you'll see Sam's really cool picture of all those rings. GRD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Lynch, is all at geekradiodaily.com.
Radar, put a mask on.
If that's my discharge, give it to me straight. I can take it.
I have a message. Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake's plane was shot down over the Sea of Japan. It spun in. There were no survivors.
Brian, put a mask on.
I have an announcement. Meg Griffin's plane was shot down over the Sea of Japan. It spun in. There were no survivors.
Who do I see about the Section 8?